media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 6, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I've got a couple of news stories that I've got to share. Then we're going to take phone calls a little later this hour. Sam, you'll just have to say who the caller is because where I'm broadcasting from, the internet has just disappeared. There is no internet. So that's never happened before, but whatever. I guess it has happened sometimes. So here we go. Thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I want to thank Jeff Scoop for being my guest last hour. Always informative, and these guys are, you know, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever, we've got to move past some of our differences to move forward against the real enemy. But listen to this. This is from Breitbart News. President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, didn't disclose his part ownership of a real estate finance startup known as Cadre, according to the Wall Street Journal review of Kushner's securities and other filings. The journal notes that Kushner's Cadre stake means the senior White House official is currently a business partner of Goldman Sachs Group and billionaires, including, oh yeah, you guessed it, George Soros and Peter Thiel. The journal also reports that Kushner didn't disclose a number of loans, yeah, wait for it, totaling at least, that's right, $1 billion from more than 20 lenders on properties and companies he co-owns. And Kushner has also provided personal guarantees on more than $300 million of debt. An analysis of the debt on these assets found ties to a broad swath of U.S. and foreign banks, private equity firms, real estate companies, and government-owned lenders. Now, as I have to say every week on this broadcast, I watch the evening news with Lester Holt, and this was not discussed nary any night this past week. Of course, the never-ending probe into Russia affecting the elections, that bizarre absurdity that they're going to run with endlessly. Yet it continued, but here we find out that Jared Kushner, which is Donald Trump's Jewish son-in-law, is heavily, $1 billion, you know, that surely to God that don't slip your mind, $1,000 million. So he's tied to the biggest scumbag, or well, not the biggest, I think Angela Merkel's the biggest, but that's up for debate, but one of the biggest scumbags in the world, George Soros, who openly funds Black Lives Matter and many other communist and terrorist organizations. Actually was able to put the question to a sitting member of Congress here in North Carolina, shouldn't George Soros funding terrorist organizations be investigated? And I was quickly reminded that the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. But anyway, I just had to get that out early in the broadcast in the second hour because that should be news that's being covered. And when you see the news that's not being covered, then you start to find out what the real agenda is. You know, it's interesting, Donald Trump, right at the end of his campaign before the election, he had put out a video of who the enemies are, and it had Yellen, it had George Soros, and Goldman Sachs, and now look, we've got a Goldman Sachs boy as the Secretary of the Treasury. We've got Kushner as a White House advisor that's in bed with George Soros. It shouldn't be any surprise at all that Donald Trump is flipping and flopping like a fish out of water on all these different on all of his different campaign promises, which, of course, for me personally, you know, I moseyed on down to vote, which I normally wouldn't have done, but because I don't think it, you know, on the presidential, it just don't seem to matter. It's evil either way. But I wanted to see a border wall. I wanted to see us stay out of these foreign wars, and yet I watched that song by Whitesnake. Here we go again. Now, this story is coming in from CNS News, who does some good work from time to time. The bill that was passed this week, which was a another disgraceful affair, the funding bill, it funds border security. That's right, not for America, but for Libya, for Ethiopia, for Pakistan, and Egypt. This is what the money that you're extorted and forced to pay to the federal government of the United States is actually doing. The 1,665-page spending bill, the Republican-controlled Congress is planning to pass, which they did pass, this was earlier in the week, includes multiple measures that seemingly demonstrate a commitment to securing the border in Libya, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon. How does that make you feel, friend, when you're extorted, whether you get a paycheck or whether you have to pay in at the end of the year or however, you're extorted and forced to fund this corrupt government that won't secure your own borders, no matter what, will not secure your own. The borders are going to be wide open. That is the prime directive, apparently. But it does fund securing the borders in these other countries. It does not include $1.4 billion that President Trump requested to begin building the wall. And if you were tuned in last week, we broke it down. It was like one-third. It was actually 0.035% of 1% to fund the border wall was less than 1%. It was one-third of 1%, basically. But they didn't have money for that. Of course they had money for that. They just couldn't use it. They wasn't going to use it for that because the continued destruction of America is the goal. And what better way to genocide the white race slowly than to keep replacing us with brown people? And, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here on RBN. I know Jeff Scoop was preaching to the choir here on RBN. But it is amazing. It is amazing the people, white people, that this has not registered with yet. Now, I fully believe, and I think Mr. Scoop was making a great point out of the fact it looks like things are changing on the college campuses, and it's changing when young white people are coming out and they're ready to jump in line with the National Socialist Movement or the Traditional Workers Party or whoever, David Duke down in Louisiana, and fight Antifa or fight the fags or fight the blacks or fight the communists. There is more people readying for fights in the street. And, you know, I think Trump had something, had a big part to do with this. He raised nationalist awareness. And people are, they find out that, oh, his videos are being banned? Well, what does that do? It's no different than when you're like 14 and your dad tells you not to smoke cigarettes. Now you want to smoke them more than ever. So people will search out. And, of course, there's other venues other than YouTube to post a video, thankfully. The section that appropriates money for the global war on terrorism provides that these funds may be used to support the government of Jordan in such amounts as the Secretary of Defense may determine to enhance the ability of the armed forces of Jordan to increase or sustain security along its borders. So the Secretary of Defense can decide how much of your money to dole off to Jordan, and we don't have $1.4 billion to secure our own borders because policemen of the world has to continue waging war elsewhere. I mean, this is what we voted against. Those of us that did go vote for Trump, we voted against intervening in this endless wars. But did you notice after he bombed Syria, what happened? Everybody loved it. The media loved it. The Democrats loved it. The Jews loved it. I mean, it's really sickening to see how they almost foam at the mouth for more killing. And, you know, to justify anything over the supposed gas attack of Assad that killed, you know, 70 or 80 people. That's nothing. I mean, I hate to gloss that over, but that's nothing. We've killed 2 million people in these wars. $6 trillion. And because we're such great humanitarians, because we care so much, that we'll run to start a war to save the peace if someone is attacking their own people. So how do we teach Assad a lesson? What? You're killing your own people? Which, you know, we all know is a hoax, but I'm just saying what the media narrative was. What? You're killing your own people? Well, we'll teach you. We'll come kill some of your people, too. And the media loves it. What else did the media love? Did you see what Colbert said about Donald Trump and his, which I watch none of these Jews at night. I watch none of them. They're not funny. They're vulgar. You know, I'm like everybody else. I like some humor, you know. I think we need more humor in this movement. I just, you know, I guess I'm not good at it, but whatever. But he actually said that Donald Trump's mouth was a blank holster. I'll let you fill in the blank. It starts with a C and ends with a K. But for Vladimir Putin, that's what these Jews are saying about the president on national television. I mean, is there zero accountability to vulgarity now? I guess not. I guess they passed that a long time ago. Because turning on your TV now, you know, I hate to sound, you know, like an old fuddy-duddy or something, but you turn on your TV now and the sex and the vulgarity and the homosexuality and the depravity is off the hook from what it used to be. Off the hook. And it's cultural Marxism, and they're manipulating the minds of the young people. Now, I know it's not working on everyone, but it's working on a lot. It's working on a lot. You look, you go out into society and you see how the young men are dressed in their skinny jeans and they look feminine. And it looks, I think I could beat 10 of them up at the same time. I could grab one and beat 9 with them. That's how they look. Being a real man is not pushed as cool. Being a manly man is not the cool thing. Being smart, maybe reading books, maybe wanting to, That's not, it's being a loser is what's proposed, especially for the white race. And, you know, I have an opportunity a lot of times to talk to young white men in some of the work that I do. And a lot of times I'm let down by talking to them. I really am. I'm let down because I see they've basically succumbed to the indoctrination and they don't want to hear. But there's some that do want to hear. There's some that are racially aware. There are some that want to identify with their race. There are some that want to hear someone say it's okay to be proud that you're white. There's some out there, and then you're sowing those seeds, and you turn them onto some websites, and you hope that that seed will sprout and take root. And, hey, this is the next generation. This is the one that's going to be leading the fight, or these are the ones that are going to truly suffer the consequences, my children, your children. And it boggles my mind. Why are the white people, when they look and they see your country's overrun and the government is funding, just like this sellout trader bill here that the Congress passed, it's funding bringing in more refugees. It's funding refugee settlement. What we voted we didn't want. We don't want this here. But it doesn't make any difference because the sellout traitor politicians that kneel at the altar of the Jews do it anyway. So here we get more of the same poison. We're told time and time again the answer to your problem is more poison. You need more poison. You need more diversity. You need more multicultural enrichment. That is always the answer. And anyone that stands up and opposes that, well, you're a racist. But, you know, it's just not having the same effect that it used to have on some of these colleges. I was looking today. A lot of these colleges, flyers are being put up that you're not going to replace the white race. I mean, the fight, it wasn't like this 4 years ago. It really wasn't. And it's kind of like what Commander Jeff Scoop said. I mean, there was times when it looked a lot bleaker. We didn't have a Richard Spencer. We didn't have a Daily Stormer. We didn't have all these different groups. We didn't have all these different radio shows. Remember when I had Kevin Alfred Strom on, and he said that there's so many different groups, and there's so many different websites, and there's so many different podcasts, they can never come after all these again. It's not 8 or 10 older white nationalists anymore. The genie has left the bottle. And, you know, right here, PJMedia.com, compromise spending bill includes 2,500 more visas for Afghans in the program. The very thing we didn't want. We don't want. It's ridiculous to think that you want to bring these people from other countries, and then what did you, just like we covered weeks ago, what happened? They get on welfare, they get on free health care. You know, the reason the health care is in such a mess it's in is because white working people have to pay the bills of all of the freeloaders, which are the majority, all these that are being brought in are non-white, and they get the benefits, and you expect the tax base to fund that. Well, it's unsustainable. It can't be sustained to oblivion. And so, of course, our health care is in a crisis, and it's going to stay in a crisis as long as we keep bringing in millions of third worlders, which is exactly the goal. The goal is not to end the crisis. The goal is to continue the crisis. The goal is to make the crisis worse. And we see that all around us. We see that from the policies that these sellout traitor Republicrats are passing in Washington, D.C. You know, I think it's very few times. I think it's only the seventh time, but don't hold me to that. I don't have my facts in front of me. But it's very few times that the Republicans had control of both houses and the presidency. And they prove once again that they're in the pocket of the special interest, they're in the pocket of high finance, and that they're willing to sell out the American people on every turn. On every turn. And then, coupled with that, look at all of the foreign aid that we dole out to Israel, that the American taxpayers are forced through this extortion racket to continue funding of all countries. Why in the world would anyone think that Israel needs money? But yet, we continue. Not only do we dole out all these millions and millions of dollars, it's actually billions of dollars, trillions if you go back from its inception, I'm sure, but not only that, we give them military aid, and what do the politicians say? Israel, our greatest ally. I mean, that's really literally been browbeat into the minds of the American people until they believe that. They really do. I mean, I've talked to people, I couldn't tell you how many times. And then if it's either, well, that's our greatest ally, or it's, well, you know, this God's chosen people, you can't turn your back on the Jews. I'm against all foreign aid for all countries. You got a country, $20 trillion, past bankrupt, but we're going to go around the world doling out money by the billions like we're some sort of philanthropist. It's insanity. It's insanity. And this is what we voted against. And here, like I say, PJMedia.com, what have we got? Compromise spending bill includes 2,500 more visas for Afghans in the program. And we're going to be coming up on a break for the, after the break, for the rest of the broadcast. I am going to take phone calls. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You can comment on anything you want to, disagree, agree. Comment on Commander Jeff Scoop, or share some other news. We come back. New study, U.S. murders concentrated in, you guessed it, non-white counties. Back in a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
Farron, sometimes I get carried away, so if I start going too long, just tell me to shut up and cut me off and say, we got other callers, Frank. You've had your rant. Just cut me off. I won't be offended. But, yeah, it was a really good interview. I remember hearing him before last year. I think you had him on. And, I'll be honest with you. I'm not for sporting the swastikas and stuff like that out in public. I mean, I'm not calm or defending themselves because the Jews had basically, basically come out publicly and said we're going to destroy not just Hitler, but we want to kill all the Germans. We want to basically wipe the memory of the German people off the face of the earth. So you can't blame people for, coming up against them and coming up with all kinds of fancy uniforms and death heads and all that, because they were up against death. I mean, those people, let me tell you something, the German people, not all of them, but the more hardcore people, they fully understood that there was a war to wipe them off the face of the earth, so whatever. But I heard that Donald Trump is going to Israel, and they said this is the first time, I heard that this was the first time that an American president has ever gone to Israel in his first year as president. They usually go, I think they usually start out their first year going to Canada. Or I guess Mexico, whatever, at least, on the American continent. But and he's taking a thousand people with him? 1,000 people with him. I mean, imagine the cost, the logistics, the security, the administrative fees. I mean, you're probably talking, what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that to me, that sounds like $500 million or something to me.
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you this, Frank. You think we're going to get that picture of Donald Trump with the, what's that called, the yarmulke at the Wailing Wall? You think that's next now? Because that's what I'm thinking we're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all, because he's already come out and named May. He's proclaimed that May is the day that, the month that all, I mean, not just one day out of the month, I don't think of May, but I think the entire month that we all basically need to get down to on our knees and thank God for, Jewish Americans, because they've done so much. They've done so much for America.
May is now Holocaust Remembrance Month. I think you're right. I saw that on TV, and February is Black History Month. I don't know what March and April is, but I think they're making May Holocaust Remembrance Month, and you just can't make this stuff up, man.
Well, I mean, I'm not just interpreting this. In fact, I think I've listened to a couple shows in the past week. Maybe one was Stormfront, maybe one was David Duke, I think Rick Adams on RBN today played it. The audio, the speech of that Trump gave, and yeah, I mean, he is just totally kissing their butts and basically saying, you know, if you hear anybody say anything critical of Israel or Jews, you know, you need to turn them in. And, you know, we worship the Jewish people. They're the best people that ever lived. And, we owe our existence to the Jewish people. It is absolutely freaking disgusting, man. And I'm not on the Trump train. I'm glad, I'll be honest with you, though, I have a little bit of a different take. I'm not all that boisterous with my rage, actually, against Trump, my anger, because I'm glad he's president. I'm glad that Hillary Clinton is not president. I think we may benefit from it in some ways with the Second Amendment or whatnot, but who knows. But, maybe some little things will have to throw us some crumbs, and we can maybe that'll buy us some time to wake up a few more people. At least so, you know, when we're being stomped down in the gutter, at least some of our people will know who's doing it, who's behind it. But, at least we know now that, you know, that there is no political solution, that Trump, because I would have always wondered, if Trump had gotten in, could he have done something? Could he have, done something? And now we know that he can't. Ron Paul couldn't have done anything. No politician can do anything, because the Jews control politics in America. They control the media. They control academia. And, people attack me sometimes. Oh, come on, man. Jews don't control everything. Well, maybe not everything, but pretty much close to everything. The Jews do control it.
Hold that thought for me. We'll wrap it up on the other side. We're going to take phone calls the rest of the hour. We got Tony in Chicago coming up. 1-800-313-9443. This is the Alternative Media, joined by Frank in North Carolina. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Frank. The break kind of broke up your thoughts there. Then we've got Tony in Chicago, Mike in Colorado coming up. What else would you like to add, Frank?
Oh, good. Well, I'll make it brief then, since you got other callers on the line, because I always, one of my favorite part of any show is to listen to callers. Yeah, hey, I'm real interested, by the way, to hear if you have any, you know, whatever you find out about the internet going out. I find that very interesting. And I guess it's like Dr. David Duke has been talking about lately. It's one of those coincidences. Timing is very interesting. I just wanted to. I don't know. I could talk for 3 hours. You know me, man. I got so much to say, and I do better, and I say this for other callers, for the benefit of other callers, too. I know I call in and ramble sometimes. I notice I do a lot better if I make bullet points. I usually use, like, junk mail, because I get tons of junk mail. I'll turn it over and find a good piece of junk mail with like a lot of blank space on it, and I'll just make bullet points. And it helps me just more efficiently to just go through my points and get out of the way, hang up, and make way for the next caller. And I usually don't even say goodbye if you ever listen to my calls, because we all know one another. I don't need to say goodbye and all that. I mean, maybe we can all get together one day and sing Kumbaya and all that. That's fine. But I do want to say this. So Dr. Duke, I don't even want to call him doctor anymore. He's David Duke. He's been putting out a lot of reports lately, and I know I keep bringing this up everywhere I go, that these Jews, these high-profile Jews, I think the senior editor of the New York Times and a lot of these Israeli military guys and all, they're on the side. They boast about how they're on the side of ISIS. Now, ISIS is an extension. It's like whatever you call it, like a mutant version of Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda is supposedly our big enemy, right? You know, that's why we went to war after 9/11. We went after Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and all these different things. And this is basically an extension of Al-Qaeda. But our closest ally, the ones that all of our congressmen and senators write letters to the EU about and say, you can't tell them what to do. We support whatever they want to do, things that they would never support for the security of the American people or the U.S. borders. But they actually will take time to write letters and say, we demand let Israel do whatever you want to do. But when we say, well, that's what, you know, we want some security here too, oh, you're a racist, you're a horrible, evil person, blah, blah, blah. But you got all these Jews out there saying that they're on the side of ISIS. And what does ISIS do? ISIS wants to do what? Cause instability in the Middle East. They want to kill the moderate, what? A Muslim. They want to kill all the Christians that have been living over there for thousands of years. That's who they want to kill. And what do? They elevate and promote the Wahhabis or whatever, these radical and the Sunnis, right? Because they want instability. They want everybody killing each other. That gives them the pretext to do what they want to do and everything. They never attack Israel. They attacked Israel. They did attack an Israeli unit one time, and they call them, we're so sorry. So sorry we did that. Oh, God, please forgive us. And guess what? Guess where ISIS goes when they get injured on the battlefield? They rush them in to an Israeli hospital, get them fixed up, and put them back on the battlefield to kill Christians and moderate Muslims as quick as they can. And with that, I'll let
absolutely. You're right. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tony in Chicago. Then we've got Mike in Colorado coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Tony, thanks for holding. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, great. Perrin, on Drudge Report, there's an article. Fragile Trump-McConnell alliance faces biggest test with health care. The reason I'm bringing this up is that we remember this week that Trump tweeted that, you know, we need to get rid of the filibuster. We need to get rid of, you know, the 60 votes. So something can happen, okay, on these budgets and on other issues. And McConnell, point blank, said, ain't going to happen, never going to happen. So, and I believe him. I'll take him at his word. So the bottom line is, come October, okay, when they run out of money, okay, nothing's going to change. Okay, this traitor Paul Ryan is going to come up with another spending bill, just like the one that he came up with, and they'll just rubber stamp it through the Senate, okay, that is even more Jew-controlled left-wing. So nothing's going to change. Now, if Trump says, okay, I'm going to veto this thing, okay, and I hate to use the term closing down the government, okay, because that's a Jew media hoax term, okay. The government is not being closed down. And according to this Joel, the guy with a newsletter on rents, Guskin or something. He's Scandinavian. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. But this whole thing is misrepresented, you know, so-called closing the government down now. What happens when you don't have a budget is that you just can't run the government on any debt, okay? Now, we've been taking in record revenues. So assuming he vetoes this thing, if he has the balls to do it and tells the Republicans, who will probably impeach him over this, he could really cut into everything. You understand what I'm saying? It's just not the parks and the monuments in D.C. He could get rid of anything he wants as far as, you know, funding. Because you're running the government on, yes, Susskind, or it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, that's his claim. So I think we're all brainwashed on this closing down the government thing that they just called close down the parks and all this little stuff. He can do whatever the hell he wants. And there's tons of money coming in. There's record revenue coming in. But I don't see that happening. And if he has the balls to do it, I really feel that these Republicans will impeach him. Okay. It's written on the wall. They want him gone. The Jews still want Trump gone. You know, even though he's given them everything, he's bowed down to them, and we'll see if he kisses their ring at the Wailing Wall. That will be totally disgusting. But they still want the guy gone. So anyway, it just, you know, I think I'm about 10 years older than you. I'm like 56. It just seems like if he continues in office, we're just going to have another Bush administration. Nothing's going to change. There's going to be no wall. There's going to be no spending cuts. Okay, it's just going
to
be.
That's what it looks like, Tony. I have to agree with you. And you know, I don't know if he's playing the game. He thought he could appease them some, and that would work, which it obviously don't work and has never worked. You can't appease them at all. He should have went in there like a bull in a china closet, in my opinion, and you know, really started governing this country, and the people that didn't like it arrest them. And I think the people would have stood behind him. Of course, the politicians aren't going to stand behind him because they're sold-out traitors. But been a big letdown so far, and I think he's going to march right over to Israel, put his little yarmulke on, stand there beside Kushner and Ivanka, and he might even do the head bob.
All three of them. I'm gonna throw up. But let me see. I lost my train of thought here. Oh yeah, like I said, case in point with these. Oh yeah, the only way you're going to clear this logjam up is to arrest a bunch of these senators, you know, on the sex crimes and their financial crimes and everything that the Jews have them involved in, you know. And the problem is you have Comey, who's working for the Jew, the New World Order Jew. So you have Jeff Sessions, but you still have to, you know what I'm saying, investigate, go. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like he has the wherewithal to go after these people, even if he wanted to. And I mean, I'm not convinced that he wants to, because, you know, when you look at his satanic Jew son-in-law, and there's no other way to, you know, describe the guy. He's a Lubavitcher. You know, Judaism is a cult of Lucifer, and Chabad Lubavitch is one step up from that, okay? It's racist supremacist. It's satanic, and it's an international criminal organization, okay? And this Jew is no boy wonder. I really wonder why all these other Jews are throwing debt at him. You understand what I'm saying? When this thing came out, he's no real estate boy wonder, and either was his old man, okay? They're not really high on the totem pole in New York Jew real estate people, or for that matter, any wealthy Jews in Manhattan. They're not very high on the totem pole. So it's just really weird, you know, that comes out, and they're just all into this guy. But, you know, they didn't know that Trump was going to be in it. It's just very, very peculiar, the whole situation. But, you know, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just going to have to just blank my mind out of it at my age and my personal situation, life situation right now. I just can't deal with it, and I'm going to have to blank out, even though, like I said, I've been calling you for years. I'm a protester, and I go out with signs and all this, but, you know, at this point, I just can't I can't affect this thing. Now, just one other point. Rick Adams was talking about 9/11 out of nowhere, and he said the reason I'm bringing it up is that it sure looks like everything, you know, is in place for another one to happen. And if you look back in history, let's face it, okay, we got the ships off North Korea. We got a bunch of tanks sitting in the Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, you know, et cetera. He didn't stop doing that when he got in. Obama started that. Okay, I mean these Jews want a war, and troops are deployed, and you know, new Republican president. You understand? It's just like it's all the scenario is set. You know, it's all there. That this is going to be a Bush all over again. Makes me sick, but it is what it is. And right now, it
that's
doesn't
what it
seem
looks
like
Tony.
Yeah,
what it looks like. I mean, it,
yeah. Not
and Kushner, he just bought a He bought a mansion in Washington D.C. within walking distance of his synagogue. So
yeah.
So the family can all stroll down there on Saturday morning.
Sure, because you know, of the Sabbath. You know, he's into the whole energy thing. But like I said, that's a whole other conversation in itself. How that guy just happened to marry Trump's daughter, who, by the way, could have Kassar in her. If you take a look at Ivana Trump, she's a 70-year-old. She's 6 foot. She's a big broad. I mean, you take a look at that snozzola on her. She never used to look like a Kassar. I don't know if you looked at her lately. Go look at it. This babe looks like she.
I have took a look at that nose. Because you know, you get the profile on it. And of course, you know, I'm always, you know, my Judar is always up constantly. So, yeah. Hey, I'll give you the last word. I got a couple more I want to get everybody on. But, hey, excellent phone call, Tony. Don't drop off.
All right. I got off. Nothing much more to say, so take it easy, Farron. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mike in Colorado, patiently holding. Mike, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you, Farron?
Very good. Glad to have you joining me tonight. What's on
I'm
your mind?
I'm glad you're back on the air regular time. We missed you when you were running for office and doing all the things you were doing.
Yeah, it was a great education. I didn't carry the torch too far, but I did the best I could.
Hey, you carried it far enough and you learned a lot. So the reason I wanted to call you tonight was, and especially after your last two callers, it is totally really easy to blame other entities for our circumstance, and it's easy to blame the Jewstocracy, and it's totally easy to, and you can even pinpoint the Rockefellers and you can do all that stuff, but the question for me is, what the hell are we going to do about it now? Are we going to get into honestly groups where we have knowledge of what our sovereignty is, knowledge of what our liberty is supposed to be like, and are we going to actually fight for that? Or are we just going to call everybody out and say, well, they're the cause and they're the problem and they're the reason we're in this mess? I think it's time for Americans by birth, not 14th Amendment citizen Americans, but Americans to stand up, say, wait a minute, we've got to stop this chaos. What do you say?
Well, I've been waiting for it. And, I mean, maybe, Mike, there's some signs out there, just like what Jeff was discussing. You know, there's more activism going on right now than I've seen in a long, long time. So maybe it's happening on a small scale, maybe not quite as big as you'd like to see it. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that our activism cannot be against the Jews or against the establishment or against the government or the corporate government. It's got to be for us as sovereigns. If we keep fighting against their laws and against their statutes and against their regulations, we're going to lose. If we stop complying with what they're trying to get us to do and say, wait a minute, we are sovereign. We don't have to do what you want us to do. That's when I think we can actually turn this battle into the proactive American liberty that our founders had. What do you think?
Well, you know, you got a mouthful there because, I mean, you could throw into that, well, people stop paying their property tax.
Right.
They've got people enslaved so many different ways, you know. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I wish it was that way, but I think there's so many people out there, they're kind of like shadow boxing. They think the enemy's the globalist, or if they're Rush Limbaugh listeners, they think the enemy is liberals or Democrats. If they're listening to Alex Jones, they think it's a Germanic death cult. They don't really know. They know somebody's the enemy, but they don't know who it is. But when you study it enough, you come to grips with the fact of who the real enemy is that's behind the destruction of the family and destruction of our country. and where our allegiance for at least our government lies with Israel. So, you know, I'm all about being sovereign, and I'm not opposed to that at all. I just don't know if that's the best avenue to go about trying to affect change or not. I'm not saying it's a bad way. I'm just saying I'm not sure it's the best way. I think people are confused about who the enemy is. And a lot of people, you will never convince them who the enemy is. You'll never get them to listen. They'll never believe it if you told them. But I personally go at it trying to explain to people who the enemy is and how we got here and why we're here. And what we've got to do to oppose this is one, get people to recognize who the enemy is, and two, I'm staunchly opposed to property tax, because you never own your property to you because you always owe taxes on it. But I've tried to fight that fight here locally, and I couldn't get any support at all. And I'll give you the last word after the break. Stay with me. We'll be back in moments, Mike. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and joined by Mike in Colorado. Back in moments.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. I've got Mike from Colorado. Mike, I wanted to give you the last word. We got just a couple of minutes, and I appreciate your phone call as always.
Hey, brother. Thank you for taking my call. I am begging people to stop contracting with the state. Just stop. say no, I'm not filing my 1040. I am not going to renew the driver's license that you think I need to have travel as a free human being. And if enough of us can get together and stop contracting with the state, then we may be able to make some progress. Because it's very clear from the last two callers that Trump is a sellout. And the unfortunately, I hate to say it, the Jew organization has got this country under its wraps. What we need to do is step back and say, no, thank you. I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to participate. And I hope that people that are listening and yourself will really consider just saying, no, thanks. I'm not going to contract with you.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much. I want to give, I've got just a couple minutes, and I want to give Andrew Anglin's P.O. box if anyone wants to donate to his legal defense fund. But, hey, thank you so much. Maybe we'll talk again next week, and thanks for the phone call. Again, Andrew Anglin, he has a legal defense fund. He is raising quite a bit of money. He don't have as much as he needs, but if you have a pen, Andrew Anglin, P.O. Box 208, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. I'll give that out again here in just a minute in case you need to get a pen. But, you know, I may be wrong, but I think that this is going to have some real ramifications about websites that put out this type of information. I know not everyone's got a website like Andrew Anglin. I know sometimes people say they don't like the humor. Maybe it's a it's up to your taste, whatever, but at the same time, the reason he is getting this type of attention is he is dropping bombs over the target area. So let me give out that again. Andrew Anglin, P.O. Box 208, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. He cannot accept Google Wallet. He cannot accept LibrePay. He can't accept PayPal. They have really come after really anyone that is doing this type of publication or this type of information, ability to monetize themselves. And, you know, even if you totally disagree, it's still a First Amendment right. You don't counter speech you don't like with censorship. You counter speech that you don't like with more free speech. And that is what our enemy does not want to hear preached. They want the society, and of course the media is already doing it, to go along with the fact that we've got to limit or exclude or censor or eliminate a speech that is contrary to their narrative. As Frank has said, hate speech is speech. Those that hate... Wow, well, I'm going to get that wrong. Okay. I believe I'm hearing music. I'm not sure. I think we're to the end of the broadcast. Dr. Patrick Slattery coming up next hour, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And everyone have a great weekend.
Razor and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his darker eyes, red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started,
Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.